Module 8, Teach the Faith, Session 4. Build a customized catechetical session for your catechumens. Objective: learn each of the elements necessary for a complete catechesis for your catechumens in your children's RCIA. Although there are a few very good resources out there for catechumenate sessions in children's RCIA, I want to show you how to build your own. The advantage to designing your own sessions is that you can make them fit with the needs of your catechumens and their families. In this session, we'll talk about how to build a session that flows from the Liturgy of the Word. But if you don't have time to design your own sessions, I recommend Friends on the Way by Janet Miller, found at teamrcia.com. Let's first review what we've done in the previous sessions and what we'll do now. In session 1, we gave you an overview of the three parts of catechumenate catechesis. Session 2 showed you how to prepare for a dismissal session, also known as breaking open the Word. Session 3 showed you how to lead a dismissal session. Session 4. In this session, we'll show you how to prepare a catechetical session that flows from the dismissal session. After you've done the personal catechist preparation with the readings, session 2, and you've done the breaking open the Word, which we described in session 3, now you can turn to the extended catechetical session that follows. As you were reading and reflecting upon the readings, you noted doctrinal themes or topics that emerged from the readings and the commentaries. Go back to that list and let's start from there. How do I prepare, or how do I know what topic to choose from for our catechetical session? Number 1, pray. Ask the Spirit to lead you as you select the best direction to take. Read the readings again as part of your prayer if you find that helpful. Step 2, review the themes, issues, and questions that emerged in your preparation for the dismissal session. Often, one or two themes are particularly dominant. 3, consider the needs of the child catechumens and their families. By this time, you know the children pretty well. Also, consider where you are in the liturgical year and what other types of catechetical experiences your catechumens may have. For example, your children may also be participating in some First Communion preparation sessions. 4. Choose the appropriate topic or focus for your session. Begin to design the session. Design a catechetical session that will be a fun learning experience for your catechumens. Let's stay with the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, the example from Exercise 3. Here's what I did to prepare. After prayer and reflection on the lectionary readings, it became clear to me that the theme emerging from the readings for the young and middle school age catechumens at St. Joseph's was, quote, Eucharist as a great banquet, end quote. That would be the theme. Then, I took these steps to plan each step of the session. 1. Opening prayer, gathering, and transition from breaking open the Word. Decide how we'll make the transition to the catechetical session. Should I make remarks, or should I have one of the kids summarize, or read the readings again? 2. My story. Create an activity that will help the children and families think about their own experience of a banquet or party or a fancy important dinner. Brainstorm with large group. Tell stories of a good party, dinner, or banquet you attended. 3. The Church's story. What part of the Church's teaching on Eucharist flow from these readings? What is appropriate to teach at this session? Consult First Communion preparation resources or other resources for points to teach. I picked out a few points to cover with the kids. The adults will meet in a separate area, and a parent from a sponsoring family will lead that discussion. 4. Connecting my story to the Church's story. How do these teachings have an impact on the daily lives of the young catechumens? What kind of activity will help the catechumens and parents connect 1 and 2? How can I make this fun and interesting and get them up and moving? Do small group work. Quote, if you were in charge of a party, what would you do? Create your own banquet. End quote. Number 5, my response. How do these readings call the catechumens and parents to live or act differently? How can I call this forth from them? Who will you add to your table? Number 6, closing prayer and ritual. Is one of the minor rites of the catechumenate appropriate here? Numbers 81 through 103? Or should I use another type of prayer or ritual? I decided to use a sharing bread ritual. I recently did this session and it turned out pretty well. When you go to exercise 4, you'll see complete details of the session. Put it all together. Let's put all the pieces together and show you what a typical Sunday morning might look like. First, 9 o'clock Mass. Celebrate the Liturgy of the Word. 9:30, dismissal of catechumens and candidates from Mass to do the dismissal session. 9:35, breaking open the Word, the dismissal session. Catechists, catechumens, and candidates gather around the lectionary. That's the first point. Next, opening prayer. Then, opening remarks to prepare children to hear the Word. Proclamation of the Word, usually just the Gospel. Silence. The initial question. Children's response. Simple exegesis, deeper question, children's response, closing prayer. Then at 10 o'clock, break and refreshments. Parents, companions, sponsors, or godparents join. 10:15, extended catechetical session. See session in exercise 4. 11:30, closing and wrap up. Lastly, remember that you won't be doing a catechetical session every single week. Catechumenate catechesis is only one aspect of the suitable pastoral formation the catechumens receive during the catechumenate, number 75. In closing this discussion on catechumenate catechesis, please go to exercise 4 for more detailed information on catechumenate catechesis.